I want maybe to try to bring up a little bit a shaila. Maybe it's really an open shaila. It's not really a muskam dikazach. We'll try a little bit to touch over the topic. Maybe from that we'll come to different halachas that come out to dina mechiras chametz. We'll try also to get in a little bit dina bdikas chametz and also a little bit. Divrei Agoda v'chizuk. Try everything in short time. In our days, the truth is the problem with mechiras chometz. What the rabbonim, the more heintike rabbonim, are busy with is with two big questions, two big shailas that take place. I will start with the more difficult one, and then we'll go to the second one that includes some of the parts of this difficult one. And the shaila is, and I will say later the psak, what you know, what I heard from Rabbi Yashi, what from Shem Zalman, but we'll try first to focus on the shaila. I know all of you Isaac and Havaya Sa'ilam, and I'm sure you'll have a lot, and I want to hear really. I never was mevar this Indian so much. Truth is, yesterday night I really started to learn it properly to have what to say today. So, you know, we'll go duch the shaila together. All of us know that it's an issur to have chametz over Pesach. And Chazal gave us a takona that is called Mechiras Chometz. And we sell Chometz. Some people like Katchila don't sell Chometz Bein, some people do sell. For sure, it's one of the big shailas why it's not called Ha'arome Be'alme. No, it's cheating, you know. No one means to sell it, no one means to buy it. But the Poskim bring down that Chazal, for different reasons, gave us a koyach to sell Chometz. And the question what came up in the last, it really started really 100 years ago, the first Sefer is already even in Yad Shol, 150 years ago, it's brought down a little bit, is what we call today shares. A person buys shares in a company, and the share, the company, you know, a lot of times, you know, your broker buys your shares in all different corporations and all different things, you even don't know what you own. But what we'll try to talk specific is a cookie company, and you have 500 shares in the cookie company. Pesach comes, Yo'ever Baliroa Balimotze. Yo'ever Baliroa Balimotze. And the truth of the matter is, for making the question clear, most of us are exposed to that. If you have investment in banks, if you most shittas, the metzias is, correct me if I'm wrong, in Toronto, but in the world is, that the bank really takes the investments that you put, and the bank has a right, legally, to invest it in all different things. The bank doesn't keep the money by them in the safe. As law, the bank is your representer to invest. And if the bank goes bankruptcy because they invest the money, no one sues the bank. Now, when you give the money to the bank for investment, or even for keeping, it doesn't mean that the bank will keep the money in a bag for you. Everyone understands that the rights of the bank is to invest it in shares. So the question is not only on a person that knows that he has shares in a cookie company. The question is really on most of us that have some money invested in a bank, and if this bank invests in shares that are chometz, we over baliroa balimotze, and zechshash ve'isur deraisa, and the shaila what we do about it. A. B. Okay, we will be frum soon, and I'll give you an eitza of what the frum rabbonim say you have to do. Yeah? But I want to say, it's kimat clearly, but all the rabbonim, that by writing in the shtar, I sell every chometz that I have, even if the chometz and the shears are considered the chometz that you have baliroe, and you want to include it, if you don't write inside, I'm including shears, it for sure doesn't catch. I'll explain in a second why. The hangover person will say, okay, I told the rabbi that I'm selling all of my chometz. You know, if it works on shares, it works. If it's not work, what does that mean in the share? I write down that I'm selling everything. And if everything means, well, I have a share in that cookie company, no. If we have a problem, if you most rabbi, like we'll see in a second, the only way to take care of it is that you write it in the shtar, where I daven in the shul, is the Rav is the one of the say for Ocha Shabbos. I don't even saw it. Al Pir Beliashiv. It's written in the Shtar that you sell your rights in the company and the shares, the chometz and the shares. I will get to the following. If not, if we say that it's a problem, Rav Beliashiv said you're not covered. In a second, but the bigger problem is, okay, we're sitting here in the shir and we'll decide to take care of it. The people that didn't join us today are not planning to take care of it. But they also own part of the company. So when we buy chometz after Pesach, we buy cookies from Osim, for example. If the people that own, all the not from people in Eretz Yisrael that own shares in the Osim company in Eretz Yisrael, that means chometz, and we get this chometz here in America, it's chometz she'ovar of a Pesach that was not sold to a goy. We're not allowed to eat it. So the badatz can't give a hechsher. What about that will come? They go to the owner of Osem and they told the owner of Osem, sell it. He's right, but he owns 75% of the cookies, of the shares. It's people that bought in the stock market, they bought shares. The Badats can't find these people. So what is the halacha that if someone doesn't sell chometz, you could sell it for him? Very hard to say mech on that heter because it's only on the person that is frum and forgot to sell chometz is anan tzadi that he wants to sell. But if the person is not frum and is not interested to sell chometz, it doesn't help. So this is really the second problem. That is one problem for us and one problem for Bai. And I want to divide it. The first problem is much more problematic because we're handling a isul doi reisev baliroi balimotze. Buying cookies that were not sold because the shares were not sold, it's the least problem because chometz she'ovar alav ha-pesach is a isur derabbanan. So could be chometz she'ovar alav ha-pesach, it's a knas derabbanan. Midei raisa you're allowed to eat chometz she'ovar alav ha-pesach. Not that I want to be maker in a derabbanan, but when I have a suffix after it, not that I have a suffix, I know for sure Jewish not from people own shares in Osim. It's not even a question, it's not a suffix. The factors are clear. And if you want, you just go on the computer and you can check it. These things is obviously vrura, you can't be semech on a suffix. But if we'll have the shittas that are mekel, so we could say, legabi de rabbonon, to eat it, we'll be semech on the shittas that hold that shears are not considered over isur baliroi balimotze. But the main question we have to discuss is that we are the owners, if we don't want to be over isur baliroi balimotze, what we have to do. So the question is divided really to the question, the first question that the Poiskim had to deal with, that we didn't have it nowhere in the Poiskim is, what means a company? What means a company? You have a company, and our days mean a company that's in the market, in the stock market, that the company really could go bankruptcy, als law, and if the company goes bankruptcy, als law, you can't sue the owners of the company, right? This is the law. The person has a company, he goes bankruptcy, there's no one to sue. So who is the company? He's Jewish. Don't know how, it's a word, I don't know how to call it. A public company. Who is that public company? He's a Jew, he's a Yid, he's American, he's Israeli. Who is? What is standing room in Allah? So what is the Shaila Be'et? The Shaila is Halachadik first. How in our Yiddish halacha in Choshen Mishpat we have to look at this company, and I will explain. The law for sure says the Goyish law that if the company went bankruptcy, you can't sue the buyer. Now everyone agrees that that law also will be paskin and beisdin. All the dayonim paskin la halacha. Forget about law. The law is bottle, and we're sitting in a basement, and a person had a company, and he went bankruptcy. And it happens in Eretz Yisrael every time. Some companies are owned by, you know, Yiddish people, the Hashem Mateir Mitzvahs, and they will go bankruptcy. And the people that lose their money, they know the government and judge, they can't, in court, they can't get it. So they go to the basement. And they say, listen, Reuven was the owner. I gave him $1 million. I invested it. He went bankruptcy. I wanted to sell his house to give me his $1 million. I wanted to give you the money. That's the shayla. So out law, the law says no. The company doesn't belong to people. The company belongs to the company. The company belongs to the company. I'll give you two examples of law that will understand what it means that the company belongs to the company. For example, the law says that if a person has a company, has shares in a company, and he has an insurance on himself, that everything what he owns is insured. Now, the company lost money. The company has a building, and the building was, it was a, something happened to the building. So he goes to this insurance company and says, listen, I own shares in this company. So this building belongs to the company. You insured everything what I have. So I want my insurance company to pay money for the loss of the building, of the company that I own through shares. So it's big court cases about that. And the psak is, and the psak is mechayev on chashev mishpat, because we don't know, we don't have really a musak, what is a corporation, what is a company. For sure, what the goyim decide is a company, this is a company. And the judge passed and went to all different big court cases that the insurance of the private person doesn't have to pay insurance for property that is owned through the shares that he has in the company. Because the company belongs to the company, not to the person. The person has shares. If the shares will get lost, he could sue to find his shares. Someone will take away the shares from him, but when the company loses a building, this is not considered to his private thing. This came out everyone paskin. And the same thing if he owns money. He owes someone money and you want to sue him. The judge will never put a stop on the property of the company. The judge will put a stop on the shares. And it could be through the shares you could get to the property. But if I owe someone a lot of money and I have shares in a company, and the person that I owe him money wants to sue me, okay, I don't have money, so he goes to court and he wants to take from the company that I have shares in, he wants to take some properties for their loan. The law says you can't. You don't have a right to go to these properties to take them, because it doesn't belong to me. I only own shares. So here's the first item.
Sorry, excuse me.
What?
But they can seize your shares.
Right, they could take my shares, right. They could take my shares. But the comp I have, by owning shares, I'm owning something in the company. But I'll use it to our words. It's a piece of bread, it's a load of bread, right? And we're trying to find out, this bread, right? We have shares in the company. This bread is a chomet shel Yisrael b'Pesach or not, right? This is our shayla. We have an awesome company, for example, full of thousands of pounds of cookies, and it's Pesach, and I'm owner of a share in this company. Now Pesach comes, I'm over bali roi bali motzer or not? So we have to find out, this chomet is chomet shel Yisrael or it's not chomet shel Yisrael. So the ones that I want to be matir, they want to claim the chomet is not owned by a yid. The chomet is owned by the company, by the public company. He's not a yid. Who owns the chomet? Nobody. I own shares. The company. Who is the company? What is his name?
Company.
Who is the company? Is a yid or the company?
Shareholders own shares in the company.
Right. Now the company is a yid.
Management runs the company.
Right. Very good. The manager runs the company. He has laws how he has to run the company. Who is the owner of the company? Who is the owner of the chomet? Who is the owner of the company?
Company.
What's his name? Yanko? Or Shmerel? Or his number is Federation, Corporation. Corporation is not Mitzuvan Bali Roy Bali Motze.
Somebody is still responsible.
Somebody is responsible. But the Shaila is.
Corporation is an identity. The corporation itself is an identity. It is called a corporation. It's not a person.
It's a person in law.
Management.
It's a person in law. That person is a Jewish or not. If he's not Jewish, it's no Bali Roy Bali Motze.
But you have to look at it. Who's the controlling shareholder?
When you own shares in a company.
If the controlling shareholders are Jewish, then presumably the company.
Okay, you're already going to the next step. Controlling shares, or shares that, you know, silent people that they can't even have a right to have a vote, even if they buy 75%.
Okay, you bought a couple of shares in the company. Just because you own a couple of shares in the company doesn't make the company Jewish.
No, but if you own a part of the shares, so you are shutef in the chometz. If you are shutef in the chometz, you are ego bali roi bali motze.
The owner has no rights to go and say, this part of the company belongs to me.
It's not, but something, percent OO in the company belongs to me or not?
Share in profits.
So one second. So you're saying now that, so I'm asking again the question, who owns this chometz?
So we own shares in a company in Canada, you own a piece of the company, and there's laws in Canada that they can't sue you if something happens to the company. But absent that law, they'd be allowed to sue you.
women to sue.
The shareholder. If the company does something wrong, they would be able to sue the shareholders absent a special law that's in place.
They sue the directors or the shareholders?
They could sue directors.
Right. No, directors is something else.
But there's a special law in Canada.
But again, if they could sue the directors, they're not suing them as owners.
Right.
They're suing them as directors. This is a very good question. If you could sue the owners, so it means that every person is really responsibility. Okay, I could say I'm an oinus, I was not in charge. So this is already the law will decide if I'm in charge or not. If the law says I can be sued, really, for owning, you have to understand, this question comes up in three cases. You know, we're discussing the easy place and the hard place. It comes up in Shabbos. You buy shares, all of us invest money, the companies are working in Shabbos. Amir Lenochi, Schar Shabbos. But there is so much a Tehillim, Havloah, Schar Shabbos. You know, it's more complicated, but it's a lot of easy way out. And the same thing, we have the Shaila Gabi Ribis. But, and again, there also you have the Goyim that are Shutfim, so it could go for the Goy side, for the Yisrael side. So the other two Shailas are also big, Ribis and Shabbos and Pesach. These are the three main shilas that was not built till 120 years ago because no one had it, and lemaisa arabeim today is not even one Jewish person that is not exposed to shiras, and he's not only shiras. And the shilah when Pesach comes could be he could check his house and he's doing everything and he's pushed a real shake. It's over Pesach. He's everybody rebali motze. It's a terrible zach. It's a terrible zach that was not. It's not yet very. There's nothing very clear about it, like you're saying, because people don't know the law. No one really. The Goyish law is one question, and the second we'll see the Jewish law. Maybe, you know, I will maybe move it for a second to the Jewish law, and then we'll go back. Reb Shimon explained that in Jewish law is no musig of money not owned by a person. Even by a dead person, we hold a mess cannot have money. What would be? I know I had a grandfather who was nifter. I want to give him a present. I take his chayfet and say, Molech, please make a kinyan and give it to the mess. I want. I'm allowed to give you a present. I want to give my grandfather a present. After I will give it to him, that is Yoshim to get it. I want to give a mess a present. A person wants to give his grandfather. He's crazy. What will happen after the grandfather will have it? It will go back to the boys, to the daughters, all of the halachas. Or there's no way you can't push money into the mess. We passing that a mess cannot have kinyan. The Hayu Mominus has to be owned by a person. And here the Rabbanim came with a big shaila. Before we didn't discuss it exactly what.
Hegdish and Bezdin, they can own things.
Hegdish is a Mominus of Hegdish.
And a Shul?
A tzibur. Okay, in a second. You're right. Some the shuls bin chasid chok chalek gimel and chalek zayin. They want to start to medame to mamad of a shul. But okay.
Same thing with Bezdin. Bezdin can have ownership. In
I don't know if they could have ownership. They could be responsible. We have apotropsim. A hefker based in hefker, they could take it and own it. But the question is, people could decide that this money belongs to the table. In Jewish law, in shtras azach, the mele in Jewish law. The Pashtus, most of the Poiskim Taina, is no musig of corporation. There's no musig of a company. Can't be that a company. The Goyim decided that this money is not owned by no one in this room, it belongs to the company. This is the way in the Goyish law, more and more the laws that come out protect it like that. They're very scared that people will do wrong things, so they're trying to make laws, even that they're very strong, all the new laws that are coming out are giving that message, that the money doesn't belong to the people. For good and for bad. Yeah? This is the more and more the idea of a company, and they're trying to make more and more laws that the people that are running the money will be very responsibility, because if it's not their money really and you can't sue them, how you put it together? In Yiddish law, en kaze davar. En kaze davar in Yiddish law. So in Yiddish law, the money that people have together, this money has to be owned by someone. This money has to be owned by someone. So zog de min chasid chok. In Yiddish law, the money of a company is like a poitike mefurish. Like we have in the halacha that a person says, listen, I'm giving you I'm taking a halvoah of $1 million, and the only place you could take the money back is from this place. And if this gets lost, you can't come back to me. So I owe you the money. Apoitike mefurish, apoitike, poitike gvuros, kviosro. You only could take the money from this. And if this gets lost, you can't sue me. But I owe you money. So they say that together, if a company is, apoitike mefurish, apoitike mefurish. This is the minchas yitzchok. This is the shita we call the machmer shita. So the minchas yitzchok time is that, again, we'll speak later, he divides it from controlling shares and, you know, the voting shares, but we'll say the shares that are for sure a problem. I'm saying could be some shares, we'll have to look at them different. So it's real money. If it's real money, and by Yiddish law it's considered owned by a Yid, it's no Muslim. If it's not owned by no one, everyone can come and take it. If all of us decide that it belongs to no one, it belongs to no one. It's hefker. So in Yiddish law, we're not mafker it. So in the Yiddish law, in this case, this money will be considered belong to a Yid. And if it be considered belong to a Yid, this money will be considered belong to a Yid, you'll be Eivah Bali Roya Bali Matzah. You'll be Eivah Bali Roya Bali Matzah. So, he wants to claim that could be that when you buy shares from a Goyish company, because they don't hold that it belongs to no one, they're not selling you nothing, they're selling you ear. They're selling you ear. They have nothing. They decided to put it hefker and their law. And you buy from them rights to be in the ear with them together. Could be. Could be. But if it's a Jewish company that went up to the market, so it means it's Jewish money. And Osem is belonged by Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. This is Chometz Gomu Shel Yisrael. And the Mele, if you are part of the owners of that company, you'd be Eivah Bali Roya Bali Matzah. So this is Be'etzem, the Shiloh that came out in front of Gedolei Yisrael. Now,
why are you Eivah Bali Roya on a Jewish company more than on a Goyish company?
On a Goyish company, really, they don't have. They decided to take this money and it's Hefker.
Same thing by
Jews? Yeah, but the Yidden will not mafker the money. Now, I'll explain to you. If we decide together, all of us in this room, we have money that belongs to us, and we decide together, you know what? It doesn't belong to us. We're not mafker it. We don't want to be mafker it. We want to call it ear. And remember, we don't want to be Eivah Bali Roya Bali Matzah. As is a kasha. Person will come home. He has a lot of chometz. He'll tell his wife, you know what? Come, we'll write all of our money that we consider the company. And we don't have to sell our chometz. We're not Eivah Bali Roya Bali Matzah. We'll help them? For sure not. Because it's us. It belongs to us. The din of the malchus dina will only help that by when I buy from a goy something that in their laws they create as a hefker, that they could create such a hefker. So when I buy it from them, maybe I'm not really buying it from them.
But the same laws are
right. But if when I own chametz, if I own a house, you're right. Maybe if I started not, I own 500 kilo of chametz, and I went to the market. Now I write myself up as a published company. The chometz stays mine. I'm not mafkir the chometz. I want it to be called a law that it doesn't belong to me. But it belongs to me. This belongs to me. It belongs. I can't say that it doesn't belong to me. This chometz belongs to me.
Why can't I mafkir with the goy's
mafkir? Yeah, but the mind you're not mafkir it.
So it's not mafkir
it. Yeah, the goy is not mafkir, but the goyim, their money is lefi dinayim. Their money is lefi their dinim. So could be that when a Yid buys into a Goy, we could say that he's not buying more from Dinei HaGoy. I will explain more maybe. You know, it's another part of the topic that the Dinei Malchus Dinei helps for buying and selling. If an Arteire, a mess cannot own money, Dinei Malchus cannot make the mess to own money. This is most all the poskim kimad agree to that. Dina Malchusa or Dina will say that the money from mine moves to you. Your money moves to me. Because like I could move it in a Kenyan. So Dina Malchusa is another way to move it. But that money will be owned by something that cannot be owned, this Dina Malchusa cannot make.
Isn't Osem still at the end of the day on pace of selling their chametz?
Yeah. But hello. Right.
They're a ganev or they're.
But if Osem would be the only shares, you're right. But what would be if you have 10% in Osem?
Right. So
and you are not selling.
No. So I'm a ganev.
Why?
Because I'm making money on Pesach on chametz that Osem sells around the world. So I might have sold my shares to the Rav, but I'm making money
with chometz.
Right, okay, but this is the deal, that if the guy wants to buy from you, the same thing.
It's
his money, and because he didn't come back to take it from you, so the mafreya, it's yours. With all the shtick that the chiyas chometz works every time, yeah? But in a second, this is the first question really that came up. But we'll move to the, and this is a thing that is really not mukhra. But I want maybe to go to the next step of the question and understand the bigger problem. The bigger problem is, so even if we'll say, for example, that there's a problem in shares, is a problem. Again, it's black and white, there's arguments to both tzadim, we could hear both sides here, if it's considered a yid or it's not considered a yid. We will take for a second the machmir tzad, that it's a problem, and we want to sell a chometz because we choshesh to be oivel b'liroi b'limotze. We choshesh, we don't want to be oivel b'liroi b'limotze. Come the poskim and say how you could sell it. Als law, shears that are sold without a paper from the, I don't know how to call it here. I can't give you my shears over the table. It doesn't go. As law is how you could pass over shares. You have to have a document. So, I could sell my house in a mechira, you know, I could sell you my house, it works, on a piece of paper. It's not better to take a lawyer, but legally, if I write a piece of paper that I sold you my house, I sold you my house. Shares, als law, are not sold if you don't have real documents to sell them properly. So the shaila is, if you want to sell it, could be it doesn't help to sell it. Could be it doesn't help to sell it. Because you can't do a ma'isa mechiras chometz on it. You can't do a ma'isa mechiras chometz on it. So here the person can have a big shayla. Be'etzem, every time when you sell things, a lot of times you sell parts and real chometz and come and you know, also could be al tzlo, you can't really sell it. But as the person say, anan tzadi, that nichalei, that he's masking, and because it's only for... So they say the melech will help. But here, lekule alme, if you want to sell it, and you want it to have a kind of recommended that it's called, is only if you will put in the shtar of the mechiras chometz that you're selling him shares. Because really, al tzlo, you can't sell shares. So when you're selling someone, I'm selling you chometz, all of my chometz that I have all over the world, lekula alma, that piece of paper is not called legally at all, and not even a half legally, that you sold it to the guy. So if you will not write inside the paper that you're selling it, if you will not write inside the paper that you also want to sell him shares, and you want to sell the chometz that you have inside the shares, inside the company, for sure it will not catch. So if you want to machmir, it's not enough to say, you know what? Okay, I'm selling all of my chometz. If it includes shares, I want to include shares. If it doesn't include shares, so I don't mind not to include shares. It will not help. It will not help. Because if you want to be machmir, you have to put it inside. Now, I want to go maybe to the next step. The post can really clear how mechiras chometz helps. Als law, it's not so pashut that it really chaps. It's a arome. If you take this paper to court, it will chap, it will not chap. It's a big shaila. Zogin the poiskim, that the reason mechiras chometz really works is because it's a umdena de muchach that a person doesn't want to be oivo baliroi balimotze. And chometz is osur behanoe bepesach. The mele, he for sure wants to sell it. He for sure wants to sell it. It's osur behanoe. It's anyway, it's worth nothing. You can't use it. You can't be mishtamish in it. So this is the reason mechiras chometz works. This is what the poskim can bring down. That even though we have so much questions on it, but it's a umdana de muchach that you don't want to be oivo baliroi balimotze, and a umdana de muchach that you don't want to isu, b'meile, anan sadi that you're selling it. Anan sadi that you're selling it. This is the reason it's muchach that it works. But the poskim say more from that. That we will never be soimech and hetam, maybe I'll. It's a big topic that is not for today. Hetam mechira in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you know the whole world tells if you're allowed to use things that were sold by hetam mechira or not. The Haredim in Eretz Yisrael don't trust the hetam mechira, and the Rabbanim do trust the hetam mechira. So okay, it says one question is the hetam mechira that you're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael to a goy loy sechonem, so you can't sell it. And ancient echad baravere, so the hetam mechira is not chal. But this is one topic. The other topic is it's a chucha v'tlula. You don't mean to sell it; it doesn't work. So the shaila is, so why in chometz it works? So in the poskim, because in chometz, first you do bitul. So midei raisin aleva bali roa bali motze. You do bitul. And also it's osul be'anoet. So you anyway really can use it. And you know that if you don't sell it anyway, it's mamish osul be'anoet to you. So b'mele, you mask him to sell it. Come to poskim and say like this. In our world today, you own shares, for example, in Osir. And the opposite. People in America, El Tisrael, for example, Amazon, they hold they own shares in Milmar. Yeah? And they have, you know, Chomes de Gazachem. Now, the person in El Tisrael, he sells his chometz and he wants to sell all of his share in this American company that makes cookies. He sells the chometz. When the mechiras chometz has to be chal to the person in Eretz Yisrael? When is Eiva Bali Roya Bali Motze? Chatzos, Nach. In America it's not even Pesach yet. The owner of the company is allowed to eat the cookie yet. Here it's not chometz anymore yet. So you're right that the person is doing bitul, you're doing bitul. Bitul, the Ran asks a kasha. We know Hefker has to have shloisha, dvorim shebelev lo yave dvorim. So I'm going to show you because it's osur be'anoe, so it's ke'afre de'are, this is the reason the bitul helps. The person that is doing bitul in Eretz Yisrael, and chometz that he has with shears in America, the chometz is not osur be'anoe yet. The chometz is not also ba'anoe. The chometz is in a place here. He's over baliroi. You over baliroi in Eretz Yisrael and Pesach. If you own chometz in America, even in America is not Pesach yet, because you own a Yisrael and not allowed to own chometz in this present moment. Oh, but the chometz doesn't become also ba'anoe yet. The chometz only becomes also ba'anoe when it's in a place that it's also ba'anoe now. So could be. That's what I heard today. I double checked from Abeliashi that when you own a company with chometz, if you do bitul, it doesn't help. So a person says, okay, you know, I do bitul, so for sure to be makpi to do bitul, even if we do mechiras chometz, to be makpi to do bitul, we have to, because we have shears, and could be we oivu bali roya bali motze. But could be on shears in different countries the bitul will not help, because the chometz is not also ba'anoi yet. And if the bitul doesn't help, could the mechiras chometz without a real legal paper will not help?
It's an only company. What if I go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and I have my chometz in my house? Same issue.
So the best eitzah is you sell by a rov and el tisrael. What?
Because he's selling you, but it's an area to throw for you. So you don't have
right.
Six hours of
problem. But you're right. But here, the problem is, again, because the mechira of shears is not a real mechira, especially if you don't put it inside the paper, so the anansadi will not help. So on the chometz that you sell here, could be it's enough. You're right. Also, it's a problem. Oh, but on shears, like we're saying, it's not something that if you don't write it in the shtal, you can't say it's umdat de muchach, because the person, the vow is not over, and then legally it doesn't happen.
Why do we say that the chometz in America is not osur b'hanoah yet? For me, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, for me it's osur b'hanoah.
So for you, so I'm asking you a shaila, but I'm in America now and I see a cookie. I'm eating it. I'll be chayav koras or not?
No.
Right?
No.
Right.
But for the
years. So now I'm asking, a chayv that is also ba'anoy to you and not for me, is worth nothing or not? The chur is worth money. The whole reason that isur ha'anoy are worth nothing and becomes hefker, because no Jewish person, even the bedigoyim is worth, but by no Jewish person could get money out of it, so it becomes hefker ve'elof. The Ramban explains, no, it's a very big thing and I'm just touching, the Ramban explains how bitul works. Ramban says bitul doesn't work, really. I push it out. Right? All of you know the two mahalchim and bitul. If bitul really works, the Ramban learns I'm be'etem. I saw a kosu b'shusoy, and I say no. Chvilnish. Abel chura. This only helps on chometz that I have here. chametz than I have in a different country. So he's asking a good question. So it's a problem with every person that leaves the country. You're right. Every person that leaves and he makes a bitul, he could have a problem because he says he doesn't want the chametz to come into asar kosu b'rshusai. This chametz is not also b'anoe, so b'meila it's b'rshusai even on asar kosu b'rshusai.
So it's a problem for the American too, as long as the Israeli has ownership.
Right, that's what he said. But Etzem, this problem is to every guy that comes from America to Eretz Yisrael.
No, I'm saying for the American, because it's Mutar B'Hanoa still now for the Israeli, for those 6 hours, that means it still has a shelter.
No. The Chometz is never Mutar
B'Hanoa. Right? At the end of Pesach, you're asking.
No.
At the beginning of Pesach, where's the Chometz now? America and Israel.
America.
So the Chometz, who owns that Chometz?
Both.
No, we'll start. Chometz in America.
American company.
Now, so that in America, it's so when a person is Eruv Baliroi in America, he will only Eruv when it's a big Pesach night here. Right? So you do Bitul in America, and at 6 o'clock, when it becomes also Ba'anoy in America, you say Bitul, and Lefid Ramban, you just don't let it go back into Rishusa, right? Because Baruch Hu takes it out, and the Bitul says that it doesn't come back in. This is the Ramban shit. Now, so there's no problem. If you're not Israel and you have Chometz in Israel, the same thing.
But
after the Bittul, you didn't come into Rishus, you're not over anymore. Oh, yeah, it's not a problem. Okay. So the problem is Be'etzem in every Bittul. So the truth is, Ein Echanami. When you go to a different country, if you're some Rishonim, Bittul will not help. But the answer is, in a normal case, say that we do a Mechiras Chometz in the Chometz that we have, we check what we don't have anymore, Vizel. Over here, we have a company, and we're not so sure if the mechira works, especially if you didn't go to a rav that fixed it into the shtal. So you have to know that could be handling a safek d'oraisa. This is what Rabbi Yashiv is trying to come out. Normally you say, no, safek d'rabbanan, you know, all the problems of the shtal is the mechira's chomet, is a safek d'rabbanan. But in the problem in the companies that the chomet is in different countries, if the chomet is in different countries, and could be the bitul cannot work. Could be the bitul cannot work. If the bitul cannot work, is a tshuva that was printed 100 years ago. I forgot the name of the sefer. I couldn't find it today. He wants to say maybe a kula. That the Gemara says that if you have chometz b'roish koiro, you're not over baliroi balimotze. If noflo of mapoiles, you're not over baliroi balimotze. Achlek is rishonim. He says chometz in a company that you don't have control on, you're not Oyev Baliroi Balimotze. It's not Birshuse. Because you don't have control on it, you're not Oyev Baliroi Balimotze. It's not under your Shlita. It's not under your Achrayas. Again, it's only a Tziruf.
You don't control to sell.
Well, not the Chometz. You control your shares. You can't sell the Chometz. I'll tell you more from that. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in Moranim Vezmanim, I didn't bring up the Heshita. He says that you can't sell the Chometz because there's no law in the world that gives you permission to sell something from your company. And when you do Mechiras Chometz, he says you have to write in the Shal, I'm selling the shares to the guy. He says writing to sell the Chometz to the guy is Ke'afra De'ale. I spoke today in the morning. I tried to call some rabbanim, the ones that are machmir in Eretz Yisrael. They said that Rabbi Yashiv told them to say that they're selling the chometz. He says the Moshe Shtern in Vizmanim that he thinks that people would write that among the chometz, it's useless. Well, what do you mean selling the chometz? It's not yours.
Shares are not chometz.
Right, but the chometz. But you can't sell the chometz. It doesn't catch.
It has nothing to do.
No. What is the chometz? No. Because the shares own the chometz.
The shon are the chometz.
Don't the shares own the chometz?
The shon are the chometz, right?
The shares own the chometz.
That guy who sells the shares is still stacking his phone for the stock price.
Okay, and it's like the guy that sold his chometz. Awesome company sold their chometz and they're really making deals for monthly pay the whole buy.
Right? I'm looking at the chometz when I sell the chometz. When a person sells his chometz,
you're not going to pay anything.
It's a problem if you sell
it's a big
share.
Problem. It's a big problem. It's a problem that is not but up because no one has a clear solution yet.
It's a bigger problem. You've got money in the bank.
Right.
You work for a company. The company deposits on Friday, they deposit a check in your bank account. Guess what? In the middle of Pesach, your money is just acquire shares in your company to escrow it.
Right, so could be. Right. So the answer on this thing is that you don't want to be. You could moisar a meidoe that you don't want to be zoicha and chometz that comes to you in Pesach. But you're 100% right. It's 100% right. You're 100% right. If money comes into your account and they have a share, it's a big problem. I don't know if Bittul helps. You know, you bought chometz to someone else in Pesach. I'm saying it's, you know, I went today around in the morning a little bit, you know, I tried to call all the rabbanim. I'm saying we have three problems, if we'll put it down. We have the first shaila is, now, it's really late, maybe I want this one more topic. Dayan Weiss in Minchas Yitzchok is three tshuvas. He claims that the only problem is really with shares that is considered controlled shares. Or even shares that you could get together and vote. Yeah, you just have. But there's a lot of kind of shares that you buy that in no way in the world you could have a say. This is the way it's made up. He claims that these shares are really be'etzim ha'alvoe, just with a tnai. Like, you know, I could borrow money to you and tell you, listen, if tomorrow it rains, it's like a gambling, really. That's what really the law the whole time tries to fight, to say that it's not like gambling, yeah? But we know that stock market is a mini gambling, really. He said the ones that don't have a say are really gambling. They're putting in money, listen, if this goes up, down, there's the game. I'm not an owner, really. He says it's not considered owner. And even if the goyim calls a little bit owner, we said that owner is not called a Jewish, this is the company. In the Yiddish law, this will not be a poetiker. The ones that have. But again, it's not. It's really not so simple because the ma'aseh al-tzlo, if the company goes bankrupt, so everyone has a right to take what is left in the company. The company has enough for everyone. So really, every owner of a share would really go and take a little piece. But he wants to say that the problem is only with real control shares or shares, and that makes it much easier. But if not, I'm saying again, you know, I all the years, you know, what I do myself, I sell my rights. Not that I know if I have shares or not, but you know, I sell every right that I have in a share in a bank, and I sell. So my Rav, I call him today. You know, I said this is the Ocha Shabbos. He writes down Rabbi Yashiv, told him to write down the chometz. And Mr. Sternbull says it's not to write the shares. The shares, the Bchor Shol says, doesn't help. Doesn't help to sell. Why? Zog de Bchor Shol was a case of a person that had cows. And he wanted to feed him chametz in Pesach. But you know, you're not allowed to give your animal to eat chametz. He sold his cows to the guy. This is what happens in Eretz Yisrael. They have the huge farms. So today they don't do that. They just give them to eat in Pesach kosher food. This is the reason for the milk. Because you know, cows that eat chametz in Pesach, you're not allowed to have the milk in Pesach. But they want to sell the cows. Zog the Bchor Shol, you can't sell cows. Why? It's like Heta Mechira. Doesn't help. Chometz that is also banned, you could sell. Because you don't want to be able to buy Bali Motze. The cows? When you sell shears, you don't mean to sell your shears. You know, the company, some companies really only have cookies, so maybe you meant to sell the shears. You have a share in a company, you know, that owns billions of things. You're not planning to give up on all these billion things. You're right, that little piece of chometz is on inside that you don't want. So Zog de Bchor Shol, to sell shares, it doesn't help. So again, so lemaisa, I'm saying every person has to ma'ayin, you know, it's new to the rabbonim, if we'll call it like that, you know, it's a new topic because again, I'm saying it's big sforim that people are working at now to try. You have to have lawyers with rabbonim to know the metzias. If this shirzach, but if you come before Pesach and you don't take care of it, could be Bittul doesn't help. Could be Bittul doesn't help. And to sell the chometz, so to make a shtar, to make a Bittul, to sell the chometz, and to sell the shir, to be yoytze al shittas. You have to know, I'm just saying, I'm just ma'oir of the shayla. I'm saying it's a shayla that it's, if you, the marmakemis, if you want to see, it's three tshuvas in the chasitzchok, it's a tshuva in Igras Moshe. He speaks more on ribis. In Eretz Yisrael, and here it's not Negev so much. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, if you don't pay the electricity bill, so the week after it, you get a bill plus a little bit extra. All of the owners of the shares, the Israeli company, you're allowed to pay the derivatives? Now, if you don't pay, you know what happens after a week? They close the electricity. So most of the times, if you call and you cry, I'm a frum person, they take it off till X amount of money. Because they know that the customer will not pay it, and it's not worth for them. So they have a system, they pass it to someone, and if you promise you'll not do it again, they raise for you the ribbons. But there's the shaila, if you're allowed to pay the electricity bill. You were delayed in a week, they send you a couple shekels more. You know, if you pay ribbons, you don't get off the tchias amazing, yeah? It's not optional. it's not optional. But the rabbanim say, you know, what the frum people do when they get such a case, they get someone else to pay for them. Because, you know, ribbis, shalai. So this person gets twice. So the point I'm saying, ribbis is one shaila, Shabbos is the second shaila, and Pesach is the third. So Be'etzim Pesach is the most chomu. Chusim that shuvah that we bought, that some people want to say, that chom is that I don't have control. We learned lo yimotzu lecho, b'motzu lecho, as I'll say. B'motzu lecho. Chom is that is not motzu to me, and then there's no parsha b'leroi b'leimotzu. So we made it to be soymech and the bitu and the mechire to do it. I'm saying the nafkimina is one thing, is the bottom line of the shir. That when you go to sell chametz in our days, if you're not only owning your house, to go to a rav that knows what he's doing. I'm not saying, I'm sure some rabbanim will ignore all of this for different reasons. They hold his gomish, it's not called a yid. But if you rush, you know, not to sell chametz just by the local guy that is sitting there in shul that's filling up a form, because things change and we have different kind of chametzim today that could be a shaila from Bali Roy or Bali Matze. You know, we're holding Erev Pesach. No, Chazal were talking to us to drink Dalet Kaisis Leila Seder. And the Mefoshim speak out, why dafka to drink Dalet Kaisis Leila Seder? You know, Keneged Arba L'Shoinah Shel Geula. But Keneged Arba L'Shoinah Shel Geula, we could eat four apples. Klal Yisrael Nimshal Etapuach. Etapuach Be'atzei Ayar. We could eat four nuts. You know, Ginas Ego is Yoradati. Chazal Nimshal to a lot of things. So why Keneged Arba L'Shoinah Shel Geula, we decided to use the wine? So there's one medrash that the medrash brings down. It's connected the four kaisis, the three kaisis that were biyad, the saramashkin, and then the fourth one is kaisel brikas amozen. And the Maharal explains that it's related because the beginning of the Yeshua was when Yosef went out of jail. Even then again, the shibud started, but it's brought down in Tzforim that the mahalach was Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. He was in jail. He was in a nisoyan of Gilui Arayis, and then he went out of jail. This was like a mini Mitzrayim, and then was again the whole system. Klal Yisrael were there for a long time, and then again, Mischus Noshin Tzadkonias, they managed to get out of Mitzrayim, and this was the geula. So Yosef Kilu made a path, jail, out of jail. And b'meile keneged saramashkim, that this was symbolizing the yetzias from Yosef from the boir, keneged that we have the arba kaisis shel and we drink the wine. But I heard once another hesber, a beautiful hesber. Why we drink the arba kaisis shel yayin? And I heard it with a marshal. You know, if a person will go around the world, you know, the place they do wine is France. They do wine, they do very good wine. Person will come to France and he will see that they have very big grapes. You know, huge kerem with grapes. Mamish, everyone like a watermelon. Or should these grapes, somebody sell them for who knows how much. He comes, he sees the people come to the place, they pick down the grapes, they put it in the floor, and they start to step on it. And they step on it, and they step on it. He thinks, such nice grapes. They turn it to be slush. Meshugayim. No. People in France, meshugayim. He waits. No, they leave it there. It starts to get sour. He said, chosh would be grape juice. To make from it sour, chaymetz ben yayim. No. Then he sees they take it. They put it in boxes. And they send it down. They bury it for 100 years. Meshugayim. When we will see this, it's not even a question. It's a process of doing wine, right? But a person that doesn't know that there's a process of doing wine, when he sees that, he wonders to himself, what these people are doing? We know the answer. It's a process to do wine. Chazal say, when you have a wine, and a better wine comes, you make brocha atoyve hametiv. Atoyve hametiv is the most beautiful brocha that a Jewish person could do. Not a shehako, not a eitz, not a domo. Atoyve hametiv, the most beautiful brocha that a Jewish person could do. Atoyve hametiv. I would think to do atoyve hametiv when you finish Shas Bavli. Maybe Bavli Yerushalmi. A bottle of wine, for a bottle of wine you make atoyve hametiv. Because the better bottle of wine to make a teva amitiv, it's so prost. Your chocolate, a better shahak, you're the best. A teva amitiv. Maybe a shahak will give it. A teva amitiv? Now, what is the answer? The answer is that any product that comes in the world, it comes ready. Apples come ready. You can make applesauce, you can make apple juice. Oranges come ready. You have products that come not ready, like wheat. You work on them, they become better, they become bread. Grapes are the product that come ready, completely. You spoil them, and then they become even better. The more you wait, they become even better. We call it Yerida Letzerech Aliyah, right? Yerida Letzerech Aliyah. This is grapes. When a person drinks wine, and he has a better wine, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, the same thing, this wine, is a better wine, because I waited more till it became a better wine. I know everything is good. It looks bad, but I know you mean for the best. You mean for good. Ribbono Shel Olam, I know in the end everything will be good for us. This is the reason we make a Toive Ameitiv. A person has to know Tzoras and Yisurim that come on life is not bad. It's only a chetimtzah to become better, to make you a better person. This is a toive ameitiv, to make you a better person, that the good will come out of you. I heard once Apikoiras asked the question. I'm scared every time to ask it because some people get the question without the answer. Let us say that he didn't want to come to Seder. That's not why. He said, I'll tell you a story. Why are you so happy tonight? He said, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Apikoiras said, I'll tell you a story. The famous story, a guy was going in the street. He saw a big hole, a big pit. He saw a guy walking, falling inside, breaking his feet. A guy was standing there, ran out, took him out, called an ambulance, took him to the hospital, was standing near him for 10 months in the hospital. The guy came out, you know, completely broken, everything, so he needed to have an apartment, you know, with a ramp. The guy went, sold his house, bought him a house, made a ramp, put a whole hospital inside. Someone over went, what with this guy? He's such a tzaddik. I never saw such a nice person. Tell me from where you got this midas. He said, I'm a tzaddik. I'm the one that dug the hole. He said, the Ribbono Shel Olam put us in Mitzrayim, he took us out. Thank you very much. What is the party? What is the party? He took us in, shakeach. Appreciate it. But a big party? This is what Apikoyos time. What is the answer? The answer is, Ve'esav ebonov holchu le'arseir, ve'yakev ebonov yodu le'mitzrayim. We bought it. We fought to get into Mitzrayim. We didn't want to go to Harseir. We wanted to have Kura Bowser. Was a present to us, Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu was told in Bris Bila Absorim, we're going to Mitzrayim. This was the promise. This is a part of it. We failed in the middle of the way. We almost missed our way. And Hashem came. He didn't stop. And he ran and he ran to help us. We wanted, we asked for it. We begged to come into this. This made us good. It's Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. We do the wine. You know, when we know that we do wine, yeah? You go to France, you see that system, you will not have a question, right? But not only of you will not have a question. When that happened to Matthew, oh, you will forget the answer. Oh, you remember Taka, they're doing wine. It's not even a question. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam is Atoy Ve'Ameitiv. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam is Atoy Ve'Ameitiv. It's a famous story, they say it was two people that passed the Holocaust. One, his number was, he had in his hand, 0057. One was 0058. Both of them were in Auschwitz for 6 years. They came up to the Shemaim, 0057, got a 500,000 palaces of gold. 0058 got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 0057 went over there to the place he complained there. And he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Sachar Elam Ha'emes. Both of us were together in Auschwitz for 6 years. The same bunk. One night I slept in the bottom, he slept on the top. One day I put on the tefillin, the other day he put on the tefillin. One Shabbos he went to work, the other Shabbos I went to work. That's the way we did it. 50-50. How it could be an Eilam HaEmes, I'm left with a half a million palaces of gold, and he got a million. This is Eilam HaEmes. He waited for 2 days, he gets back an answer. You remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, remember. What happened? He says, I remember. The Nazi came and shooted 0057. He fell on the floor, but he didn't die. So the Nazi sent the black dog to take pieces out of him. But he didn't die. So the Nazi started to step on him. After 2 hours, he managed to kill him. You were standing there, you picked up your eyes and you said, I was 6 years in Auschwitz. 6 years. I'm asking you one favor. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama right away. I just can't pass it. And Hashem had to listen to you after 6 years of Auschwitz. He had to listen to you. You know what is Auschwitz? Peeling the nails, putting wires in the ear, taking it out of the nose. I mean, we don't, all the stories, we don't know what it's even the beginning about Auschwitz. So Hashem had to listen to you. For these 2 extra hours that he suffered to be a Yid, he got another 500,000 palaces of gold. So 0058 picks up his eyes and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, why you listen to me? Why you listen? Tell him, too late. Too late. Rabbeinu, the more you walk in the wine, it's better. When we're standing in the Geula, it's not time. When you want to come to the Emunah and Beira Olam and Leila Seder and the Nacht of Pesach, don't only say, yeah, we know it's good. We know it was never bad. We know that Shibud Mitzrayim was for our good. We became Am Segula to take away the Zuam of Adam HaRishon. As deep in Yonim. We have to know the answer for that Apikuris' question. As Almon, you have to know where your kids are holding if to ask this question or not. Because some kids, you'll ask the question, they will understand the question better from the answer, so don't ask it to them. But if they're a little bit smarter, this is the real answer. This is our real answer. We take wine. This is the reason we take the wine. Kleis Yeshua says, the ness is with wine. Whereas the ness is the wine. Hatoyva Ameitiv. Boir Olam is no bad. A person in life, every time we'll come up to the Shemaim. You know, some people come up to the Shemaim with a little bag of mitzvahs. They only have like a little sandwich bag. Hashem tells them, this is it. Nothing. He says, you know, it was time. Time really was very hard for me to get up in the morning because, you know, my kids were disturbing and I managed to go to shul. Oh. A couple of packages of mitzvahs. What else? I had Sunday morning, I had a chavrusa. Sometimes he didn't come and I learned even so. Oh, how much time? He didn't come twice? 2 big boxes. Also, you know, I had a kviyas and my chavrusa sometimes played around and even so it was very hard for me. I learned. The zo, he turns back to his chavrusa. Why you came? You know, if you would never come, I would have even more scha. When we come to Eilam HaEmes, we will realize the hard days that we have. And all of us have hard days. All of us have hard days. All of us have hard days. Every one of us has a hard day. These hard days, we'll be happy with them. These hard days will give us the schar. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. This is the way to believe in Geula. So if we come to Pesach, with this emunah, and this is the reason Leila Seder for us is the night that we come to the most emunah in Beira Olam. It's not only the fact that He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not only the Nisim v'Niflaos. We come to the Hakorah that everything was for our good. Everything was for our good. There's no bad in this world. And if we come to that Hakorah and we believe in that Hakorah, Ben Hashem will be zeichatake even this year to be in Yerushalayim Mirakodesh, Lecho min Azvachim and Apsochim. Ben Hashem will be zeichel Geula Shleima, and we'll do together Hatoy Vameiti for everything with the Beir Olam did for us.